Hi, I'm Mike Smith for filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast preview of Arrow Season 3, which begins Wednesday, October 8th at 8 o'clock on the CW. Let's rewind back to the first season of Arrow. It was a shaky show, sometimes, let's face it, a terrible show, but there was potential there. Once it stopped trying to copy The Dark Knight, and once its supporting cast fleshed out a little bit, Arrow became not only a watchable show, but a frequently engaging one. By the end of Arrow's first season, showrunners Greg Berlanti, Mark Guggenheim, and Andrew Kreisberg started to get a grasp of what makes for effective serialized storytelling and began to craft possibly the best current example of how comic books can be adapted into live-action television. Season 2 kept that train rolling, upping the stakes, delivering a memorable villain in Deathstroke, and keeping up momentum with crazy twist after crazy twist. The show still has its problems, primarily in its trappings as a CW show. Its relationship melodrama is often unbearable, and Katie Cassidy often brings the show down with possibly the most boring performance on network TV. I don't mean to put down Cassidy, as there's only so much she can do with what lousy stories she's usually given. But the core of Team Arrow, now consisting of Diggle, Felicity, Roy, and Sarah, and now Laurel, I guess, is so solid, and at times they remind me of the charismatic Joss Whedon ensembles of Buffy, Angel, and Firefly. So, it's been an uphill battle for Arrow, but the show's positioned itself to have a stellar third season, providing it keeps up what it's doing right and has the ability to recognize where it veers off course. Even the flashbacks, which had once been the weakest element of the show, have become insanely compelling, sometimes more so than the main story of an episode. The appearance of Amanda Waller during the flashback at the end of last season is the show's most exciting dangling thread, and I can't wait to see what she and Oliver got up to during his time on the island. Other big things to look for in season 3? Three words. Ra's al Ghul. We've been hearing his name throughout last season and even met his daughter, Nissa Al Ghul, on a couple occasions. He's poised to be the big threat of Season 3, and it'll be interesting to see how they do him justice, and what Matt Nable brings to the character that will differentiate him from Liam Neeson's performance in Batman Begins. We'll also get to see former Superman Brandon Routh as recurring player Ray Palmer, which should be pretty cool. Another thing I'm eager to see pick up is Deathstroke. Mahmoud Bennett was gloriously over the top as Slade Wilson last season, and while he's neutralized for now, they left him alive for a reason. He's too damn good to just let go, and I'm excited to see how his story weaves into the rest of the season's overall narrative. Thea's new relationship with Malcolm Merlyn also promises to be intriguing, and even though Sarah left at the end of last season, I'm sure she'll be back, and it will be soon. I'm also sort of expecting a shift in tone for this season of Arrow. The existence of The Flash, spinning out of Arrow and premiering the night before, will almost certainly have an effect on the types of stories the team can tell. In short, it will allow the show to go a little more nuts and embrace some more comic book weirdness, to which I say yes. Yes. 1,000 times yes. Anyway, that does it for me. Thank you for listening to Green Arrow. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review via YouTube or Dailymotion, please subscribe to our channel, like, and comment in the video below. If you listen to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on Arrow and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, Starling City residents.